Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. In this week's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing, should you invest in property or should you invest in cryptocurrency? Now, before we get started, I want to highlight I am not a financial advisor. This is my thoughts, my opinions. You should seek independent financial advice before you invest in either. So for me, property is what I have built my business around. Over the last few years, I've built up a multi-million pound property business. I've got hundreds of tenants. I've got a lettings business that manages my portfolio. I love property. So for some of you that'll be listening in, and maybe you love crypto, maybe I'm going to be a little bit biased in my opinions, but this is my thought process. Now, I have looked at various things over my career. I've looked at different ways to diversify, to invest in different opportunities. And cryptocurrency is certainly something that I have looked at. Is it something I've invested in? No, but it is something I've looked at. And what I want to do is thought maybe of help to people is to share my thoughts around property and cryptocurrency and why I've chosen not to invest in crypto. So, property initially. What are the benefits of property investing? Well, for me, property investing has been around forever. Not only has property investing been around forever, property has been around forever. Every single person on this planet needs a home. They aim to have a home, a property to live in. That has been happening forever and will continue to happen forever, long after me and you have left this planet. People need homes to live in. If you look at the richest people on this planet, the rich list in the world, not just in the UK, the richest people on this planet have either made their money in property or they invest their money into property. Property is the vehicle that has made more people on this planet wealthy than any other thing in history. Yes, you've got the individuals that become super wealthy from certain businesses. But when you look at the amount of people that have become wealthy from any one vehicle, then property is the vehicle that has created the most wealth. And it is the place where people protect their wealth. Now let's take it closer to home, to the UK itself. So the government are not building enough property. The developers are not building enough property. The population of the UK is rising year after year after year. And we are a small island. The island is not getting any bigger. In fact, with global warming, it's likely it could get smaller. But the population continues to go up. A lot of people are living in substandard accommodation. There's a need for more accommodation. Not only that, with the rising population and the lack of building enough property, that is pushing house prices up. It is also pushing rental prices up. If you look at the property market today, the cost of an average home in the UK is significantly higher than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It's consistently rising over time. And we are in a generation of renters. Don't be mistaken, the future of this country will be rental. People will be renting properties over buying properties. If you invest in property to supply properties to the demand for rental accommodation, with a property investment, you will get paid every single month through cash flow. Another benefit of property is the lack of fluctuation in the house prices. Yes, house prices can go up and yes, they can go down. However, there is a property cycle that has been tried, tested and proven over the years. There will be a boom, there will be a bust, there will be a cycle that house prices go through. And you can never time that cycle, but what you can do is spot it happening slowly over a period of time. And when you see a property market drop or go up, it does not happen dramatically overnight. It happens slowly over that period of time, meaning you can see the drop coming, you can see the rise happening, and you can either get into the market or get out of the market, depending on what your plan is, without getting massively affected by an overnight drop. So now let's look at cryptocurrency for a moment. So cryptocurrency is unstable. Okay, it's unstable. It's up and down consistently. There's massive fluctuation in the crypto markets. Now, maybe you're listening in here and you are an expert in cryptocurrency. If you are, I'd love you to reach out to me. I'd love you to challenge me on my views. I'd love a some comments in the comments about. I'd love you what your thoughts are on cryptocurrency. And I'm not saying I'm an expert in cryptocurrency. I'm far from an expert. I'm an expert in property investing. I want to make that very clear. But cryptocurrency, I have looked at a little bit, and these are my thoughts on how it is. Challenge me on it. Let me know your thoughts on cryptocurrency. Reach out to me on social media. Join the Progressive Property Facebook community and tag me in on a post, and let's get a discussion going on crypto versus property. So here's how I see crypto. As I said, it's unstable. It would be what I would call speculative investing. It is highly volatile, where the market is going up and down all the time. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you invested one Bitcoin back in March 2017, it would have cost you about £600. So one Bitcoin, £600 in March 2017. Had you invested in it years earlier, it could have cost you a couple of pound, not £600. There was a huge rise in the early years. But March 17, more recently, so over the last 3 years, it started at about £600. By the end of 2017, by December 17, it had gone from £600 in March to £16,000 by the end of the year. I mean, that is a significant rise. That is phenomenal in any market. That's unheard of. That's impossible in property. That is almost impossible in any other type of investing, that something could make those sort of returns. And because of that, many people looked at cryptocurrency and went, wow, this is amazing. Look at how high it's going. Look at the value it's going up by. I'm going to get into cryptocurrency. And had you got into cryptocurrency at the end of December 2017 and paid 16 grand for your Bitcoin, March 2020, a couple of years later, one Bitcoin had dropped back down from £16,000 to £4,000. You would have lost, on every coin you bought, you would have lost £12,000 per Bitcoin. But then today, if you look at the market right now, as we're recording this, it has gone up above £10,000 again. So had you bought in March this year at 4K, you'd have made 6 grand on your money by now. Here's the thing. You buy the Bitcoin, you're not getting paid a monthly cash flow like you do in property. So if the property hasn't moved in value, if you bought the property, you've got your money in the property, it's giving you off rental income profit every month. The challenge with the Bitcoin is you put your money in there. If you cash in your coin, you win or lose and you've got no monthly income. From March 17 of £600 to December 17 at 16 grand to March 20 at 4 grand to today at 10 grand, that is highly, highly volatile. That is the most volatile thing I have ever seen in my life. When it goes up like that, some people win massively. When there's a huge drop, people lose massively. And it is very difficult, if not impossible, to know which direction that coin is going in. And then let's talk about coins, because there is countless opportunities to invest in different coins. Now, for many people listening to this that are into cryptocurrency, you might be sitting there going, well, wait a second, it's about the blockchain. It's not about the currency. And then I can sit here and go, blockchain, okay, what is blockchain? What is the crypto technology that people are talking about and how can it be used? And there's so many different uses for it. Crypto technology is very complex, okay? Investing in the coins is actually quite a simple process. Now, for most people in the world, they'll understand about how to buy a house because we live in them, we rent them, we understand the property market because it's just known to everybody. No matter where you go, any part of this planet, people could have a conversation about property. You go and try and have a conversation with somebody about blockchain, about crypto technology, and most people on the street won't know what you're talking about. There is a minority of experts, but not everybody knows about it. And yes, you could say, well, that's just because it's new and in 30 years' time, people will. And maybe, but you've got to make your money today because in 30 years' time, me and you might not even be on this planet anymore. So we've got to make investment decisions today that we know are tried, tested and proven that will give us a return. And property is that vehicle. But as I said, crypto technology is complex. Crypto coins, investing in the coins, that's actually quite simple. The problem is picking the right coin because there is countless opportunities. Every time you look at a crypto coins and thinking about looking at the types of coins you could invest in, there's more and more and more coins. There's thousands of crypto coins now. So where do you start? The reality is most of those crypto coins will never make any money. They're a fad. They'll never make any money. They'll never take off. They'll fall flat. They'll lose the investor money. It is the Wild West of today. Cryptocurrency investing is what I would consider to be the Wild West. There's so many of these new coins all the time coming through. Some of them are a scam. People are trying to sell very high risk investments. And people who are speculative, looking for that huge gain, they're going in and investing in coins that they've never heard of, they've never researched, they've got no idea what the underlying basis of that coin is because they think it's going to be the next big coin. The reality is, if you got into crypto right at the start when it was a couple of pence for a Bitcoin and it's now worth 10K, you will have benefited phenomenally. However, the market of the last few years has gone up, down, up, down, up, down, but it's not gone to the levels that we've seen in the initial stages of the cryptocurrency rise. Many people in the last 3 years have lost tens of thousands of pounds in crypto. Yes, many people have made tens of thousands of pounds as well, but it is the highly volatile part of the cryptocurrency that is what would direct me towards property investing over a cryptocurrency. Now, if you are thinking about investing in crypto, then make sure you research coins and make sure you would be happy, if you're going to invest, that you'd be happy to lose your investment. Only invest what you'd be willing to lose because you don't know what's going to happen to those coins. Yes, you can win. Yes, you can lose. In property, at least you know that if you don't rent the house out, the house is still there. You can sell it to somebody and get your money back out. At least with property, you've got something. Your crypto coin could disappear completely. Unlike property, with a cryptocurrency, if you're going to get paid, you've got to sell the coin. So you buy the coin for X amount. You don't make money while you hold the coin. You've got to sell the coin to get paid. Now, somebody who's a crypto expert is going to come back at me and go, but you can do crypto mining. What is crypto mining? The guy on the street does not know about crypto mining. And many experts will say that it was much easier to make money on crypto mining a few years ago than it is today. The cost of electricity and all this stuff means that crypto mining doesn't give you the same return today as it would a few years ago. But property does. Property will continue to go up in price. In fact, in the next few years, house prices will be significantly higher than they are today. The other thing is leverage. So when you're investing in a cryptocurrency, you can buy with the amount of money you have got in your bank or in your pocket. So if you've got 10 grand to invest, you can invest 10 grand in crypto and get 10 grand's worth of crypto. You're not able to leverage other people's money, banks' money. You can only get what you're putting in. With property, you can leverage banks' money. You can get in a property transaction, if you've got 100 grand property, you could put 25 grand deposit down and get 75,000 pounds from the bank. but you can force the value. You can add value. You can buy a rundown property. You can refurbish it, add value, and pull your money back out. Keep the asset, but pull all of your money back out of the deal. That's a buy, refurbish, refinance, and rent. It is the fundamentals of building a property portfolio. Now, if you're buying a 70 grand house and you spend 5 grand on a refurb, 75 grand total in, and you get that revalued at 100 grand, you can get a 75 grand loan from the bank, meaning you've got all of your initial money back out. You've got 25 grand of equity. Yes, you can't touch that equity. It's in the property until you sell it, but you can't touch the value of a cryptocurrency until you sell it. Here's the thing. That 100 grand property with the 75 grand loan on it, you put a tenant in, that tenant will pay you a monthly income every single month, and that income will throw off positive cash flow that can allow you to get out of your job. The cryptocurrency fundamental is you put the money in, and unless you sell the coin, you don't get paid. If you sell the coin, you get paid, but you no longer have the coin. It is not a passive income investment. It is not an investment that will free you from your job through passive income. Property investment is the best passive income investment vehicle I have ever seen in my lifetime. And it is something that the richest people in this planet will continue to invest in. Even though they've heard of crypto, they will continue to invest in property. And yes, wealthy people have bought cryptocurrencies, but they buy it understanding that it is a speculative investment. They are putting in what they are willing to lose. But the average person on the street, they sometimes see it as the big thing, the shiny penny, big win, and they're putting in their life savings, what they cannot afford to lose. They're cashing in their pensions and buying crypto. They're playing a very risky game. Wealthy people that are investing in the cryptocurrency are investing at a percentage of what they have, not all of their life savings. So I know there'll be people listening to this right now that'll come back and challenge me and say, well, this wealthy person has invested in crypto and this wealthy person has invested in crypto. But the reality is, yes, they have, but they've invested a percentage of their net worth. They've invested a percentage of their net worth that they are willing to risk, willing to lose. The average man on the street, the average lady on the street, they see that advice and they think, oh, that wealthy person's done it, so it must be safe. And I'm going to go and put all my life savings in. That is a dangerous game to play on something that is so volatile. I mean, we hear people say that cryptocurrency is going to be the new global currency. Well, really, will the UK government, will the American government, will they allow the US dollar, the British pound, the Swiss franc, etc., will they really allow them to be taken over by a cryptocurrency? I can't see it happen. I mean, if it ever happens in the future, I will eat humble pie and I'll come on the podcast and I'll go, I was wrong. But I can't see it happening. Those currencies, the governments, they need to protect them. They need to protect it. And there's no way they will allow a cryptocurrency to do that and to become a global currency. It ain't going to happen. Not in our lifetime. Maybe in 20, 30 years time, bitcoins, all the cryptocurrencies, maybe they'll have died out and they'll be gone completely. That is much more likely than it to become a single global currency. So I guess at this point you can see my thoughts are highly weighed towards property over cryptocurrency. It's tried, tested and proven. It's tried, tested and proven that property investment is a vehicle that can create you long-term wealth. Just a quick recap. Property's been around forever. It is something that people need in their lives to live in. Everybody needs a home to live in. Rising populations across the world, meaning there's going to be a need for more accommodation, pushing rents up. Inflation is going to push rents up. It's going to push house prices up. Cryptocurrency, highly volatile, speculative investment. you are put where you are risking what you put in because there's no guarantee of getting that money out. Yes, you can win big, but you can lose big too. And obviously, yes, you can lose in property. But with the right knowledge, the right education, the right investment in the right area, you can keep yourself much safer. It is not, property is not the Wild West. Cryptocurrency right now reminds me of the Wild West. So they are my thoughts on cryptocurrency versus property. What you should be looking to get into when you're starting. Leverage is the key to property investing, is the thing that is fundamental to every property investment business. And you can leverage property, you cannot leverage crypto. They're my thoughts on crypto versus property. I am very, very much in the property investment side of the debate. If you're on the cryptocurrency side of the debate, I would love you to share some thoughts with me about cryptocurrency and about how it can make you significant wealth without risk. I'd love you to share with that with me. Join me on the Progressive Property Facebook community. Tag me in on a post, Kevin McDonald, and let's have a conversation about crypto over property. I'm inviting you to have a conversation with me about it. I think it could be awesome. And yeah, educate me on crypto. As I said, I am a property expert. I'm not a crypto expert. I would love to know a bit more about it. Challenge me on my thoughts. Share it, discuss it. I think it's a really hot topic right now. Should you be investing in cryptocurrency? Should you invest in property? Yes, I've given a one-sided debate, but that's the side that's made me wealthy. That's the side that's changed my financial life forever. It's the side that I've seen so many people create wealth through, property investment. Remember, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, if you've been listening to the podcast, subscribe to the Progressive Property Podcast. We're out on iTunes and Stitcher every Tuesday morning. Also, I've got a weekly additional update every week. Also, I've got an additional episode every single week now with property news from the community and what's hot in the UK right now around property investing. So make sure you subscribed. Also subscribe to the Progressive Property YouTube channel. We're sharing new content every single week on Progressive Property YouTube, where we can help you on your property journey to keep you safe and get you making an income through property investing. You've been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been awesome.